You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity, Ant C, and you're checking out our WrestleMania Rewatch series, anticipating for WrestleMania 40 this weekend. We are covering WWE WrestleMania 32 live in Dallas, Texas from April 2016. We have Fifth Harmony performing the national anthem to start off WrestleMania. And our first match is the WWE Intercontinental Championship ladder match. The champion Kevin Owens defending against Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, Stardust, Sami Zayn, The Miz, and Dolph Ziggler. This was a decent ladder match. It was better than last year's ladder match. Miz pushes Sami Zayn off the ladder. He ends up climbing, but Zack Ryder shows up, pushes The Miz off the ladder, and becomes a new WWE Intercontinental Champion. I gave it a 7 out of 10. I didn't think Ryder deserved it. He ends up losing the title the next day on Raw, but the wrestlers put on a good match here. Next, we have Chris Jericho taking on the phenomenal AJ Styles in AJ Styles' debut WrestleMania match. This is another decent match between the two. AJ lands a springboard 450 splash, but Jericho pushes the ref into the ropes and lands a codebreaker to get the win. I give this match an 8 out of 10. Jericho and AJ Styles did great and had a phenomenal, the pun intended, in that match. Next, we have the New Day taking on the League of Nations, which is Rusev, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, and they're with Bad Spirit. The League of Nations get the win after Sheamus hits a bro kick to Xavier Woods. Boring match. I give it a 4 out of 10. After the Bad News Bearer trashes Texas until Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley, and Stone Cold Steve Austin all come out. Austin lands. Well, Shawn Michaels hits a sweet chin music to Rio. Stunner to Rusev. They share a bear after a sweet chin music. Mr. Sacco and Stunner gets delivered to Bad News Bearer. Austin dances with New Day until Austin hits Xavier Woods with a stunner. This is better than the match. A fun moment here at WrestleMania. Next, we have a no DQ match. Dean Ambrose taking on Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman. This was a boring match. Ambrose grabs a barbed wire baseball bat, but Brock germans Dean Ambrose into a bunch of chairs and lands an F5 onto them. I give this a 5 out of 10. These two did not click well, and the match was not. We then get introduced to the Hall of Fame class of 2016, which includes the Godfather, Stan Hansen, the Big Boss Man, Jacqueline, the Warrior Award winner Joan London, the Fabulous Freebirds, Snoop Dogg, and Sting. A great list there. Next, we have the WWE Women's Championship match. The winner will become the newly crowned Women's Champion. And we have Charlotte with the Nature Boy Ric Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks. And this was a great triple threat match. Charlotte gets the win after Sasha hits a bank statement to Becky. Charlotte tosses Sasha to the floor and lands applies a figure eight to Becky Lynch to get the victory here in this match. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Great action from all of these women. Next, we have the special Hell in a Cell match, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. Shane comes out with his sons for his entrance. If Shane loses, he will be fired from WWE. And if Shane wins, Undertaker cannot compete at WrestleMania anymore. This is a very good Hell in a Cell match. The crazy moment where Shane jumps off the top of the cell and lands through a table was insane. Undertaker lands a tombstone after that moment to get the victory. I give it an 8 out of 10. Great performance by The Undertaker and Shane. After the match, Shane is stretchered out. We then get the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Shaq competes in it, which is kind of cool. Baron Corbin gets the win. I don't like these Battle Royals, so I give it a 3 out of 10. Next, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders perform a dance. The Rock comes out with a flamethrower and he lights the Rock sign on fire. He announces the attendance for a record. The Wyatt family then come out and trash the Rock. Rock mocks Bray Wyatt and he wants a match. So Eric Rowan sets up. Rock hits a rock bottom and Rock gets the win. I gave that a 1 out of 10. Boring stuff. After the Wyatt try to attack, but John Cena runs out and the Rock and Cena take out the Wyatt family. Next, our main event, WWE Champion Triple H with Stephanie McMahon versus Roman Reigns. Triple H has Stephanie on a throne. People are wearing skulls with titles. They walk Triple H down to the ring. Cool entrance for Triple H. This is a good match. Roman Reigns goes for a spear. Triple H moves, and Roman accidentally spears Stephanie. Stephanie gives Triple H a sledgehammer. Roman lands a Superman punch twice, and then a spear, and Roman becomes the new WWE champion. I gave that match a 7 out of 10. Wasn't great, but wasn't terrible. All in all, WrestleMania 32 was very good. I gave it a 7 out of 10. Definitely worth checking out. Next year, we're going to Orlando for WrestleMania 33. Stay tuned and stay uncensored.
Make sure you subscribe to stay notified and stay uncensored.